I sat at my kitchen table in Peckham. My laptop screen was the only light in the room. I had my spreadsheets open. I am a data analyst. I find comfort in the binary. My credit score was 940. My deposit was £60,000. I had saved for 7 years. I worked through every bank holiday. I never missed a payment. The London housing market is a monster. But I had the right weapons. I had the numbers. Numbers do not care about the color of my skin. Numbers do not have a subconscious. I clicked submit. The screen flickered. A blue wheel spun for 3 seconds. Then the text appeared. Application refused. I stared at the words. There must be a glitch. I refreshed the page. The result stayed the same. Refused. I called the bank the next morning. I spoke to a man named Simon. He sounded young. He sounded bored. He told me the system made the decision. He said the risk assessment algorithm processed my data. I asked him why it failed. He said he couldn't see the why. The algorithm is a black box. Even the bankers aren't allowed inside. It looks at millions of data points. It looks at things a human would never think of. I went to the office. I couldn't focus on my own models. I kept thinking about the 2026 UN report. I had read it months ago. I didn't think it applied to me. The report said the new AI systems were self-learning. They were trained on historical data, decades of redlining, decades of predatory lending, decades of systemic poverty. The AI doesn't see a successful woman. It sees a postal code in Southeast London. It sees a name it cannot easily categorize. It sees a pattern of risk based on everyone who lived here before me. I called Simon back. I told him my salary. I told him about my promotions at the firm. I offered to send my physical bank statements. Simon sighed into the phone. He told me they don't accept manual overrides. The bank trusts the AI more than the staff. The AI is never tired. The AI is never emotional. He told me the decision was final. He told me that applying again would hurt my score. I felt my stomach drop. The system was penalizing me for asking why. I walked to the construction site in Deptford. My flat was on the 4th floor. It was supposed to be mine. I saw the sold sign being taken down. Another buyer had stepped in. A cash buyer. Someone whose data didn't trigger a red flag. Someone who fit the historical profile of stability. I went home and looked at my spreadsheets. The numbers were still perfect. They just didn't matter anymore. I am a ghost in the machine. My hard work is invisible to the code. I am a set of variables that have been weighed and found wanting. The house is gone. My deposit is sitting in a low-interest account, and somewhere in a server farm, a line of code has marked me. I am high risk. I am a bad bet. I am a victim of a ghost that lived 50 years ago, and there is no one left to hear my scream.